Elevator action is amazing.
Why does Darth Vader go...
Darth Vader.
Oh, so you don't have to add sound effects to these. Cough it up.
He plays the ball.
Eh. How's it going?
It's going good.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Way to be a Saturday.
I'm not that happy.
Why? What's wrong?
I'm a little sad.
Why?
Mourning the death of Anna Nicole Smith.
She's dead?
She died. Oh my God. Corey, really, were you shocked when you heard?
No, not at all.
I was like, let me look at my watch. Yeah, about time.
Oh, this is the day I predicted. Wow, awesome. Great.
Nostradamus?
Yeah. Speaking of her death, Naomi called us.
Let's hear that.
And she left a message about this. A little theory.
She called 718-304-7856.
Yes, 56.
With a 6.
With a 6. 666. The number of the beast. Remember that song?
I do remember that song.
Okay. I want to go play the voicemail. Okay.
Let's do that.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Joe. This is Naomi. I'm calling to discuss a theory I have about Anna Nicole Smith and her death, because I totally know you're going to be talking about it today. I think she killed her son, and then she killed herself because her son is her baby daddy. That's what I think. So I think she went a little crazy. It's going to be this whole little Alabama white trash gone Hollywood thing going on. So that's my theory, and you should discuss it. Have a great day. Bye.
I don't know. It's crazy.
That's a pretty good theory.
It is pretty good. I like it. I like it a lot.
You were just saying, as we were listening,
mm-hmm.
What did she name the baby?
She named the baby Danielle, I think.
And what was her son's name?
Daniel.
Why don't you just call the baby Junior?
Why don't you?
See, I was kind of thinking it was Howard Stern.
Oh, the radio talk show host?
Yes. I think it was him because he hates that she married Howard K. Stern.
Now, did she really marry him?
In the Bahamas.
Oh.
Which is like anybody can get married.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
It's true.
Oxes get married in the Bahamas. They fly ox down.
Just to get married.
And I know you put an E on the end of ox, alright?
Oxen.
Okay.
Oxen.
So really, do you think she killed herself?
Yeah, I think she did. I mean, either Naomi's theory is right, or she just killed herself by taking so many drugs.
Sorry, I don't agree with both of you. I think you both have it thought out pretty well.
Right.
And it makes sense. Fucking OJ did it.
You know who really did it? It's not OJ.
What?
It's not OJ.
Who is it?
It's Ghost. You remember that ghost that raped her?
I do.
It raped her and then killed her.
Oh, it snuffed her.
He made a snuff film. It was that midget ghost that crawled up her leg and had sex with her.
Yeah, he had to crawl up her leg. Oh God, that's scary.
Snuff film. Speaking of snuff films.
Yeah, I'm speaking of them.
You hear about the new game coming in the Wii?
I'm shaking my head no.
Manhunt 2.
Hey, you're telling me about this. I don't know if I'm so excited.
That is a snuff video game. It's great.
I think it's Fly.
Speaking of Fly, my grandmother, fucking awesome. She's part of G-Unit. Grandma unit. Yeah, she is.
I don't have a witty retort to that one.
Okay. I got...
How do you know?
It was my birthday.
I don't believe you.
It was my birthday, February 7th, 2007.
You turned 25.
25.
He's almost... You're like a quarter of a century old right now.
Yeah.
Four more of these and you're 100.
Oh my God.
Way to rip the card.
Whoops. Sorry, Grandma. She's gonna go,
"Oh, you rip my card!"
Yeah, she's gonna...
You know what they say, rip your grandma's card, you break her back.
Oh my God.
Your grandma's laying on the floor.
She's gonna go smoke me now with her gun.
With her gat?
Yeah, with her gat.
Say it right or pay the price.
Okay. Dearest Ben, this is what the card says. Dearest Ben, have a happy birthday. Much love, Grandma.
Grizama?
Grizama. Grizama. Full shizzle. My nizzle.
My God, your grandma is crazy.
What?
She's all about...
First in the fight against AIDS. I didn't read the back of this card.
How did you get a birthday card that's a fighting against AIDS?
The Andy Warhol Foundation of the Visual Arts.
He didn't really do a too good job fighting against AIDS.
She gave me a gay card.
She thinks something about you.
Josie gave me a gay card. Founded in 1981, Gay Men's Health Crisis.
Oh, she gave you the gayest card.
The nation's oldest and largest AIDS organization providing direct services to men, women, children with AIDS. Yeah.
She was in the store and she asked the clerk, excuse me, can you help me? I have to find my grandson a card.
She doesn't sound like that. And she goes, yo, give me the card.
She's like, yo, I need a card for my grand sizzle. And the clerk was all like,
what's a grand sizzle?
Whoa, slow down. What does he like? She's like, well, I think he likes dick. And then she picked this card out for you.
Great. Grandma thinks I'm
gay. Grandma thinks you're gay. My grandma probably thinks you're gay.
Yeah, why?
Since everyone's gay.
Yeah.
She thinks the whole world is gay. You think we could live in a world where everyone was gay?
No. I don't think so. How would we procreate?
We wouldn't. It'd be the end of the species. But for the next, like, you know, until everybody dies out, everybody be gay.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. See?
Faux show.
The sizzle?
Faux show.
So what'd you get for your birthday?
What did I get?
Besides this gay card.
Trauma Center.
You got Truman Center? The game where you're President Truman?
Yes, I did.
What do you do in that game?
You know, you're Harry Truman.
Do you drop bombs?
You do. Drop mad bombs.
So what's it like? Like, you give out the orders with your Wiimote?
You're
like,
you do.
Drop the bomb on the country!
and shake
your arms?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty cool game.
Do you kick Dewey's ass?
You do.
You kick his ass.
You do.
With that paper.
Fucking Dewey wins.
Yeah.
Again.
Again?
Yeah.
He's constantly winning.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I do. That's why I've played that game. I got an awesome birthday video from you.
From what?
From what? From you.
Yeah, you did.
It's awesome.
Great video.
Do you think we could put that on YouTube?
I think we can.
Do you have the original, right?
I got it. I got that shit.
Okay. So convert that. Put it on the YouTubes, okay?
Yeah.
Well, just send it to me. I'll put it on the YouTubes.
Alright.
Speaking of videos, Edwin.
A fan of the show.
Fan, I guess. I don't know.
Well, he's a friend.
I don't know if he listens. But he sent us a MySpace video. MySpace message with video.
We're going to post that.
We'll put that on it. It's awesome.
It is.
You like pigs? Do you like pigs?
I think, let's see, I like... what do I like most? I think the coolest animal is probably a giraffe.
Yeah. You're right about that.
It's like a fucking walking crane. And then probably pigs.
I'm going to have to go with pterodactyl, then giraffe.
No one said extinct animals.
I said it. I just did it.
Whatever.
I just said it.
I think a giraffe would probably kick a pterodactyl's ass anyway.
No.
Oh, please. Please. Have you seen a giraffe?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a giraffe?
I've seen plenty.
Have you ever seen a pterodactyl?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
You watch Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah.
Terry. Good smoke.
You watch Toys R Us commercials? You watch Toys R Us commercials with Jeffrey?
Yeah, Jeffrey's freaking stupid. I hope he dies.
He'd DDT you. That's what he would do.
He would not.
He'd so DDT you.
He can't even do any wrestling move.
A giraffe. Please, I can't talk.
Okay,
talking problems.
Okay, I'll talk. Pterodactyls are awesome, and they'll totally eat a giraffe.
How are they going to eat one? I'm back. I'm talking again. Checking in, Gerbolo. How are they going to eat one?
Okay, well, I'm sure you know this. Maybe you don't. But giraffes can't fly. Pterodactyls totally can fly.
All right.
Okay? Pterodactyl swoops in. Swoops in, right? That's his wings.
Okay.
Actually, there's theories that pterodactyls didn't fly, and they just glided.
Oh, wow.
So they would climb.
Great animal.
Climb up to a mountain and then jump off.
That would take forever.
But
so why are you
know,
doing that?
No,
giraffe
it's not true.
Step on
it's
him?
Not true. They flew. That was like disproven, I think. Okay, so they're flying, right? Flying. Giraffe. I don't know what sound just giraffe make. Because they're always eating because they're fat. And then pterodactyl swoops in. Chomps his eye off, and those little pom-poms that they have on top.
Alright, obviously, you know, you never went to school, and you know nothing about giraffes.
I went to school.
You've never gone to school.
Yeah.
Because the first thing you learn, and I'm a teacher, I know these things. Okay, alright, welcome back, September. How was your summer vacation? Take out your books, it's time to study giraffes. Alright?
Take out your giraffe books.
Yeah, first page, it says, giraffe, no natural enemies, because it kicks ass. right? Then it says, if Israel got in a fight with a pterodactyl, here's who would win and why. Turn the page. Fucking giraffe. That's who. That's what it says. The kids are, first of all, mortified that it says fucking. Not even a G. It's a fucking... with a little...
little thingy.
Yeah. But then they're like, wait a minute. Giraffes are so cool. Pterodactyls.
You're totally wrong. You were totally wrong.
Whatever.
Maybe you went to giraffe school. But, I went to public school. And we learned about pterodactyls.
Maybe that's a difference.
And how cool they are compared to any other animal in the world. And they're the coolest. You get, like, this list. Like, the first day of school. It's like, animals that are cool. In order. And first one on the list, pterodactyl. You know what the last one is?
What?
A fucking giraffe.
What?
Yeah.
That list has obviously been skewed.
It's actually not on the list. It's like, you have a sheet of paper, and that's the list. And then they give you, like, little scrap pieces of paper. It's, like, torn and ripped, and someone shoved up their butt. And it just says giraffe on
Why would they shove it up your butt? Because giraffes are so cool that even the word written on a piece of paper makes you want to shove it up your butt. Have you ever seen the word giraffe written?
Yes.
Not in very many places, because they're afraid. If you go to the zoo and you see the giraffes, there's no sign that says giraffes. Because people would probably grab that sign and just stick it up their ass.
That's gross.
It is.
That is gross.
Besides, how many times have you been to the zoo and seen a pterodactyl? In America. Thank you. Thank you. Eastless thorn of my ass.
New segment on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not new. We debuted
it's
it
brand
last...
brand new.
We debuted it last week.
I'm excited about it again.
It's called the Rachel Robot segment. She's going to call in. Well, she called in, left a message. And here it is. All right. You want to play the new opening?
Yeah, let's play the new opening.
Okay.
With drafts.
Rachel Robot.
Okay, so I just met one of my boyfriend's friends, and he made me amazed. Okay, so we were talking, and all of a sudden, he just, like, blurts out Wordsworth, and I was like, wait, what? And he's like, wait, what? And I was like, wait, what did you say? He's like, nothing, and I was like, okay. And I was like, maybe I'm just imagining things. And then, like, later in the conversation, he's like, most deaf, and I was like, wait, what? And I was like, is he talking about a rapper, or is he just saying most definitely? And I was like, what is he talking about? And then I did the whole what thing, and he's like, and he confused me with some more what's. And so I was like, okay, sir, I'm really confused. Are we talking about rappers here, or are you just blurting out words? And I was like, because I'm really confused about the Wordsworth thing. And he's like, wait, you know who Wordsworth is? I was like, I know who Wordsworth is. Wait, you know who Wordsworth is? And then I would, like, freak out. And I'm like, have you ever been to mic fights? He's like, mic fights? I've been to the last 4 mic fights. I went to the last one alone because no one with me. And mic fights is, like, this rapper mic shit thing. And it was crazy. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I know the people that do mic fights. Oh, my gosh. And I was like, this kid is cool. And I'm eating pizza, so I have to go. But it was crazy.
Rachel Robot.
She is awesome.
Yeah, talking about William Wordsworth.
Yeah, I'm a huge William Wordsworth guy.
Yeah. Come on. English romantic poet.
Guy's fucking awesome.
Great guy. Do you know he died in 1850?
I did. Sad.
Yeah, a little sad, but whatever.
He was like mad awesome until 1843.
What happened in 1843?
He was, he was the poet laureate.
Oh.
All of England.
Wow. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, but then he died in 1850.
That's his name. You know, he's 1 of 5 children.
Really?
Yeah. I think he was the middle one. That's why he loved to bust some rhymes on the mic for England.
Yeah.
That's what the poet laureate did. Like, I'm now going to bust some fat rhymes for you.
Do you know where he was born?
No.
Cockermouth.
God.
Yeah.
That's where you were born.
No, you were.
You vacationed there.
No, Wordsworth was. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome segment.
Yes. Love that segment. This is the best segment, I think.
We've ever had.
So far. Yeah.
In
it's great.
In the history.
You
know, we're coming up on our year anniversary of this program.
We are? What date is our year?
I don't know, let's make it up because I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it's right about now.
Yeah, we should check that out.
We're going to check it out.
Yeah. We'll check it out.
Here's people that have been checking us out.
What? On the MySpace?
On the MySpace. We got some messages. Actually, they're mostly to you.
Yeah, because I'm the best.
Whatever.
Naomi said, happy birthday to the sexiest Ben ever.
Is this true? Are you the sexiest Ben ever?
I am.
Let's think. Some famous Bens. Ben Franklin?
Yeah, I beat that guy up.
I think you got him beat.
Yeah.
You're probably smarter, too.
He was a ladies' man.
He was. That guy got around.
Yeah.
But you're probably sexier.
I don't know about that. He's kind of sexy.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Yeah, that guy does suck. You were much hotter.
Now, if it was Matt Damon...
He's Matt, though.
Matt
What about Damon. Ben Vereen?
Oh, he's got me beat.
I think Naomi doesn't know about him.
Well, of course she does.
Then why would she call you the sexiest Ben ever?
I don't know.
There's something going on there, I think.
There might be something going on.
I think there might be something to this.
I'll have to check that out. And give her a call. Say, what about Ben Vereen, huh?
Yep.
What about him? Didn't he play, remember Zoobly Zoo?
No, I don't remember that.
What?
I don't remember that.
Oh my god, Ben Vereen was on that. He played a fucking tiger.
Oh, shit.
He did riffs.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. You don't remember Zoobly Zoo?
No.
Really?
You didn't even know giraffes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
A giraffe on that show. And they got fucked up every time.
They took some liberties, obviously.
Because Ben Vereen fucked his shit up.
Whatever.
Alright.
How do you even know? Did he call or something?
What, Ben Vereen?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
Alright, let's play that then.
Okay. Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Ben Vereen. I played a lion on Zoobly Zoo. You remember that? You guys remember that? It's not on the internet. You try looking up Zoobly Zoo on the internet, you cannot find a single fucking picture. It's like my whole career is erased. My whole important career where I played a lion and I ate giraffes on Zoobly Zoo. I ate them every day. Punks. Fucking delete everything on the internet. I'm gonna get those suckers. I'm gonna eat them like I ate the giraffes. Fuck them. Fuck those motherfuckers. Fuck them. Dope cheese.
Whatever.
Yeah, Ben Vereen. On my side.
He's got a potty mouth, though.
Yeah, he does. He's got a little bit of a potty mouth.
So what?
Zoobly Zoo. Adventure and Magic.
I don't even think that place
waiting
exists.
For you.
That show never existed. It's not even on the internet.
Zoobly Zoo.
Why don't you go to ZooBlyZoo.com? Oh, because there is no such thing.
Alright, whatever. We got another MySpace page.
Yeah, it's from Samantha.
Another page.
Yeah, another page. Page another, two.
I got another comment.
It's from Samantha. From California.
Oh, Sam from California.
From the left coast. Eh?
The left coast?
That's what they call it. If you're looking at a map, it's to the left. But I think that's inaccurate.
Oh. I'm not gonna say it anymore.
Okay.
Happy belated birthday, Ben.
Oh, thanks.
I would have wished you a happy birthday in advance, but I only heard the show on Thursday, so I didn't know. I'm sure your birthday was still awesome. Say hi to Clooney for me.
Clooney?
How did that go?
Great.
Yeah?
Great.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
It was great.
Well, the other big thing that happened on Wednesday besides your birthday was that Lost came back.
Oh, that show about the superheroes?
Yeah, the superhero show.
The heroes show?
I think it's about heroes, and it happens within 24 hours.
Oh, right. It's 24-hour hero show.
Yeah, right.
Lost.
Lost. It's a hybrid show.
Yes. That was great.
It was good. Good episode.
That was great.
Good Star Wars reference.
Oh, great Star Wars reference.
Spoiler alert. they all die.
Yeah, that whole island gets blown up.
Everyone on the island dies. The only one that makes it is the dog.
And Hurley.
What happened to the dog? Yeah, I don't know. I thought the dog was going to be like R2-D2, but not around so much.
Wait, didn't it go back home?
No. Just Michael and Walt did. Oh, they probably never made it, though.
Oh, because the island blew up and part of the island hit them and hit their boat.
Yeah.
In the head. What else we got to talk about? Anything else?
We can talk about the Super Bowl commercials to end the show.
Okay.
Slap
in the face one was great.
Instead of the fist.
Right.
That was pretty good. I liked the one where the robot gets fired.
Everyone hated that
and
one.
And that got voted like the worst commercial.
I know.
But maybe because I have a sick sense of humor. I laughed at the end when he killed himself.
That's funny.
Because I thought, and here comes the part where someone's going to like give him a hug and he won't. Yeah. Jumps right off the bridge.
Yeah, that's funny.
That Snickers one has been pulled off the air now. They're not going to show the guys kissing anymore.
Why?
Because gay people thought it was
gay. Anti. It was too gay.
It was too gay. No, because they kissed, but then they had to prove they were manly. So.
Yeah, and proving you're manly is ripping off your chest hair.
Yeah, so they're stupid.
Yeah.
That was the point.
Look.
They're homophobic and stupid. Come on, gay people.
Get with it.
God.
Come on. And you really want to be manly? Is that, like, who wants to be like that?
I'm straight and I don't want to be manly.
Yeah. It'd be like a jerk. Yeah.
That's going to be isolated and used against me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
I think you guys, I think everyone in the world should just shut the fuck up.
I agree. I'm tired of people saying stupid things, like the senator that said Barack Obama was clean. And I'm tired of people reacting to the stupid things people say. Alright, people are going to say dumb things.
He's a retard. Just get over it.
Yeah, get over it. Fucking clean.
Did you hear about CW Post?
The kids who did the fake...
Naomi's sister is an RA at CW Post. And that shit's fucked up. Fucked up, man.
They're getting in trouble.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
They're getting fired from their jobs.
So wait, are you for them getting in trouble or against them?
That has nothing to do with, like, what they... Okay, well, we should explain what they did.
They,
made a fake terrorist video.
Fake, like, hostage video, right?
With a rubber ducky.
Yeah, and they killed a rubber ducky.
And they did, like, yeah, that's it. And then, like, they get in trouble for being racist or something. And they're being, expelled from school and fired from their jobs. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
That's terrorism.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
What happened to freedom of speech?
There is no freedom of speech.
Oh, right.
It was taken away on September 12th, 2001.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Bullshit. That's all I gotta say. Bullshit.
I agree with you. I think nothing should have happened to them. Maybe if the people who are upset, I'm guessing it was a Muslim group.
Right.
Yeah. If they really, see now, the true form of discipline is that you're not punishing someone, you're educating them. If they really wanted to do something, they should, you know, like, hey, come to one of our things. Well, you know, like a whatever.
Yeah.
Not that they should have to, not that they should be forced to, but that should have been their answer to it.
Right. Taking away people's rights
is not the answer.
No.
So now we're going to make a video.
Yeah. We're going to make a fucking terrorist video. A real one.
Oh, boy. Finally, someone's going to listen to our show. The FBI.
I just think that's bullshit.
I agree. Bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
You shouldn't be able to lose your job over that.
I know. I know plenty of racist people.
Yeah.
Okay? And they have jobs. And they're not fired because they're racist.
I think it's the people you piss off. And the timing. Like, yeah. This is going to sound really racist right now, because I think the whole idea is racist. It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
Yeah, February.
It's the only time we're allowed to celebrate.
Yeah, fuck them every other day.
Yeah, whatever, you know, every March, month. Whatever, back to normal history.
White history.
Regular history. That just pisses me off, too, when people go, what about White History Month? I'm like, yeah, you mean every other month? Study on your own, stupid. You don't read a book anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now would be a bad time. Say something about black people.
Right, yeah.
Bad timing.
Bad time for hate crimes.
Really bad. February is the worst
month. What the fuck is a hate crime? Any crime is fucking hateful.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. If I'm stabbing you and screaming the N-word, or if I'm just stabbing
nectarine, you... Nectarine!
Or if I'm stabbing you and, you know, quoting Star Wars, does it make a difference?
You're crazy both times.
Right.
Whatever, America. Whatever. Ben Breen's gonna eat you.
Not as a lion.
Yeah, as a lion.
Whatever, you don't even like lions. You like pterodactyls.
Yeah.
Well, spell pterodactyl.
P. You start with a P for penis.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I didn't know that until I watched Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Really? I knew that. Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
Pteri.
The P is silent.
Whatever. Mm. Somebody, if you Gmail us this week, I'll send you something. Me, Joe.
We gotta make those fucking buttons. We owe so many people buttons.
We do?
Yeah, we owe Becca a button, J-Man.
This is why they don't listen anymore.
Probably. Alright,
I will write you the word giraffe on a piece of paper. If you send a Gmail to iheartsnacks@gmail.com. Please.
What are the other ways they can contact us?
You can call us like
Ben Vereen did
at 718-304-7856. That's a new number.
Right.
Rachel Robot's got it.
Yeah.
Ask her if you don't know the number. Just ask Rachel Robot.
Yeah. I can give you her phone number.
Okay. It's number 2.
It's number 2. Press number 2 and then say Rachel Robot into the phone.
Right. Or you dial, 411. ask them for Rachel Robot's information, and they'll say,
would you like me to connect you? And you go, yes.
Direct connection. She's probably got it built into her head because she's a fucking robot.
Yeah. Watch your language.
Sorry.
All right. That's enough of this show.
Check us out on MySpace, iTunes, the internet.
And everything else. Oh, and what's the other thing we gotta say?
Check your blood sugar?
Check it every day. Wilford Brimley.
Dope cheese. Rest in peace, Adam Nicole Smith.
I hope you fucking rot in hell. Fuck. Fuck.